This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Royal Credit Union Foundation has announced a $400,000 gift to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for field renovations. According to a press release, the donation will be used to renovate Simpson Field to add bleachers and a press box, allowing the university to host more events. The university is currently hosting the NCAA Men's Soccer Tournament Regional for the first time this year. Officials say the renovations and expansion will provide a great community hub for students and local fans of the university teams. An Eau Claire man who was shot and wounded by police in 2022 has filed a lawsuit against the city. Clayton Livingston is seeking $4 million in damages on claims that the officers who shot him were negligent or reckless due to improper training. The lawsuit stems from a 2022 incident in which Livingston allegedly pointed a gun at his neighbor's house, then pointed the gun at officers, forcing them to use their firearms. The Eau Claire County District Attorney and Eau Claire Police Department found the officers' actions to be justified. The city of Eau Claire is looking for more volunteers for the annual Clearwater Winter Parade on December 6th. According to city officials, the Recreation Division is looking for more parade marshals to keep the First Avenue route clear. Residents can check what volunteering opportunities are still open and submit their application to join the parade on the city's website. The theme for this year's winter parade is Cosmic Wonder. The parade route will start near the intersection of First Avenue and Grand Avenue and end at Chippewa Street. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services is warning residents of an old scam that has resurfaced in the area. According to DSPS officials, several residents have reported getting a call from a man claiming to be an investigator with the agency, telling those potential victims that there's a problem with their license because they're suspected in illegal activity. Officials are reminding residents that they will never contact license holders to request payment, and they can check the status of their license themselves at any time online. Wisconsin State Assembly Democrats voted to retain Greta Neubauer as the Assembly Minority Leader on Tuesday. Neubauer has served in the State Assembly since 2018 and has served as Minority Leader for the Democratic Party since 2021. Assembly Democrats will have an additional 10 seats in this term thanks to new district map boundaries signed into law earlier this year, but will still have 10 fewer seats than Assembly Republicans. In a statement following the internal election, Neubauer said their policy agenda will reflect the will of the people. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced record enrollment in the state's apprenticeship program. According to a press release, over 17,000 people are currently enrolled in the program, which marks a record high in the 112 years that the program has existed. The apprenticeship program conducts job training and classroom instruction to give students the tools they need to be successful in the industries for which Wisconsin has invested heavily in growth. Following a change in ownership and renovations, the Rice Lake Speedway was recognized at the Wissota National Awards Banquet. The Speedway was given the 2024 Wissota Award of Excellence in just the first year of new ownership. Executive Director Nikki Cook praised the new Speedway leadership for the significant improvements made to the track and their communication with the organization. Speedway officials say there are still more improvement projects underway, and they expect those projects to be finished by the start of the 2025 season. The City of Eau Claire has announced that Wednesday will be the last day of the regular season at the Green Waste Facility on Jeffers Road. According to a social media post, the facility is typically open from mid-April to mid-November and offers residents the chance to dispose of green waste like leaves and grass clippings on a pay-as-you-go or seasonal pass basis. The facility will be open until 6 p.m. on Wednesday. City officials also noted that the Green Waste Facility will reopen in late December for the Merry Mulch Christmas Tree Program. The Office of Lawyer Regulation has filed a 10-count complaint against former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. The complaint involves Gableman's role investigating allegations of fraud in the 2020 election, a task for which he was hired and later fired by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It accuses Gableman of making false statements, disrupting a court hearing, questioning a judge's integrity, making derogatory remarks about opposing counsel, and violating open records laws. Gableman sat on the Supreme Court from 2008 to 2018. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a strong bounce back for this fall's bear harvest. According to a press release, bear hunters harvested nearly 4,300 bears during the five-week hunting season this fall, a significant increase over the nearly 3,000 that were harvested last year. Officials say that even though fewer bear hunting licenses were awarded this year, the hunter success rate went up by about 6% over the five-year average. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones had an especially strong season. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at five-serve form. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th-ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th-ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. And that's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then find an identity and find, you know, find a way to be successful. And it's a beautiful thing. What else can you ask for? It's special. They know who they are. They know where they came from. And they're just there to do their job as a teammate. They'll do anything you ask in any role. And, that's what makes it feel really, really special. Makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hugh Grant is not a fan of his character in Notting Hill. It took about 30 years, but the actor with the toothy grin admitted his character had no guts. He didn't like the way his character handled Julia Roberts' character's fame or the paparazzi in the film. Grant says the rumors that he hates all of his films are untrue and that it's just that he hates his own characters, adding that he has self-loathing issues. That's our Hugh. The Glickid weekend is fast approaching, and Gladiator 2 and Wicked have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make and another $100 million to market. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $230 million. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.